From a quiet week to a full week of meetings. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook on Franklin, Mass. For the week of February 22nd to February 28, 2026. Another winter storm on the way seems to confirm that the groundhog did see his or her shadow. If it gets to be a blizzard or not, we'll find out as it arrives. In any case, we do have a full set of meetings for this week coming off the school vacation week. The Agricultural Commission, the Library Board of Directors, and the Planning Board are all scheduled for Monday. Tuesday has the School Committee, scheduled for their formal vote on the FY 2027 budget. The budget book and all the budget details you may want are now available on the school budget page. Wednesday has the Finance Committee meeting, scheduled to look at a couple of financial funding options for an emergency replacement of one of the fire trucks due to frame corrosion. Also scheduled for their review is the updated five-year fiscal forecast. Hopefully, there will be a more earnest discussion on this than what we saw at the Town Council meeting on February 11th. The Council on Aging and the 250th Anniversary Celebration Committee are also scheduled to meet on Wednesday. The Conservation Commission closes out this meeting week with their regular session on Thursday. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and the radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back on the week that was here in Franklin, Mass. From February 15 through February 21, 2026. The only Franklin meeting broadcast by Franklin TV during the week was the short Zoning Boards of Appeals session on Thursday. In the approximately six-minute remote-only session, the board approved two sets of minutes for their prior meetings and continued the one item per request from the homeowner to their March 5th meeting. The link is available on franklin.news. On the FHS live streaming front, the following were broadcast and are available on YouTube. The Franklin High School boys hockey game on February 16th, also the Franklin High School boys basketball game on February 16th. On the all-access front, we can share the following. The Franklin Ridge Senior Housing presentation in the Q&A session at the Franklin Senior Center on February 6th is now available for viewing via YouTube. On the public radio front, we have the following new shows to share. The Wonderful World of Wine has a new episode. Franklin Matters Radio has two new episodes, Town Council Quarterbacking with Max Morangelo, and the Franklin Food Pantry talks about their new part-time nutritionist to help them improve their healthy food choices. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.